And I'm going to start in a second. Dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, it was between 1966 and 1969, for just 3 short years, that the American television network NBC aired a series called Star Trek. It was, as you might guess, a science fiction series. Little did they know at the time that this Star Trek series would become an industry and would acquire a cult following in the decades to come. And I said little did they know because Star Trek was not an immediate hit at the time. Ratings were very low, and after the end of each season, the series was about to be cancelled, and was indeed cancelled after only 3 seasons. But the thing is that the show was so unique, so fascinating, so enticing, that it managed to create a very solid fan base. And after it was shown time and again on other networks in the 70s, it acquired a cult status in the true sense of the word. Spin-off series followed, starting with the 1990s, I think some like 4 or 5 of them in all, and also 11 Star Trek movies were made, the latest apparently a very good movie and considerably less silly than the other 10. But going back to the original series, now, in the 60s, viewers were fascinated with the countless electronic devices that made life easier for the crew of the Starship Enterprise. But the funny thing is that what was a science fictional device then has become a reality nowadays. And probably the most striking example is the communication device used by Enterprise crew members whenever they were on a planet. If they wanted to communicate with one another or with their ship in orbit, they would just flip open something that looks strikingly like a mobile phone. Now we have them, now we don't even notice them in the hands of the Enterprise crew. But back in those days, there was something that was simply the stuff of dreams. Also, in the same series, we see the captain of the ship keeping his log on an electronic notepad. Now, such things obviously did not exist at the time, but nowadays they're incredibly common. You see them all over the place. The only exception is that ours are a lot smaller, more complex, and infinitely more versatile than what the authors of Star Trek imagined at the time. Also, in your typical Star Trek shot, you would see the bridge of the Starship Enterprise, and you'll notice that the bridge has no windows. But the crew could see everything they wanted on a huge flat screen set in front of them. Now, back in those days, it was impossible to have such a big screen unless it was in a cinema. But nowadays, with sky being the limit for the size of a plasma flat screen TV, that feat of the imagination also became a fact of everyday life, provided that we can afford such a huge plasma screen. Moving on, very often we see the crew of the Starship Enterprise in combat against vicious aliens. And the amazing thing is that the humanitarian crew of the Enterprise hardly ever kills an enemy. What they use are weapons designed to stun the opponent rather than kill him. Well, it turns out that was a brilliant idea, because nowadays such stunners or tasers are used by police forces all over the world. They send an electric shock that incapacitates the victim rather than kill it. Now, interpreters might be more interested in another invention that we see in Star Trek, namely video conferencing. The crew of the Enterprise communicates with other people light years away, and they see their faces on TV screens, and they can converse directly. Turns out there's something else that we have nowadays, and it seems that this will actually create a new kind of interpreting. There will be interpreting for teleconferencing. Something else that you don't even notice in the original series, because the invention is so common nowadays, are the sliding doors that open whenever you step in front of them. Now you see them even in gas stations, you take them for granted. But in those days, viewers of the 1960s were fascinated to see the doors hissing open as a crew member approached them. It was fabulous, and it was fascinating. There are many other things in Star Trek, obviously, that we haven't achieved yet, like faster than light flight. But if you think about the fact that even today, you know, many NASA scientists in their spare time do frequent Star Trek conventions and dress up like characters from Star Trek, you begin to realize that sometimes science does manage to keep up with human imagination. And it is a connection that I believe is indeed worth exploring. Thank you.